The UFO UAP reveal, finally released on June 25, 2021, was a short 9-page unclassified overview from the Pentagon on their top secret investigation, never acknowledged until now, tracing back to 2004. The Pentagon had been documenting UFO engagements with solid real data, radar, sonar, and even the shocking eyewitness sightings from Navy squadron fighter pilots in attempt to engage with these unknown objects. In the report, they did disclose that 143 of the 144 sightings were unknown, not swamp gas, not weather disturbances, not figments of the imagination. The UAP have been solid objects of unknown origin, 18 of which were tracked, performing unbelievable maneuvers, mechanically impossible with any known earthly flight technology. However, the report was an eye-opener and used to describe future procedures to track and catalog these objects. Sounds promising, for sure. Future events will be studied and evaluated according to their scientific guidelines so we can get it right. To me, the report was disappointing, but expected. Even if they discovered something historic, they wouldn't tell us. Why would they? Bear with me, and I'll explain. It was Halloween Eve, October 30th, 1938, and radio listeners were treated to an historic radio event of the century. Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater Players produced and performed a radio drama for 12 million-plus listeners. It was his adaptation of the H.G. Wells classic science fiction novel, The War of the Worlds, with invading aliens and war machines equipped with futuristic laser-like weapons causing death and destruction. The book's setting was in London, England. However, to make it scary and close to home, Orson Welles changed the London location to New York City because the broadcast was from CBS Studios in Manhattan, and that made the drama more realistic to local listeners. Also, he was determined to scare the pants off of everyone. He wasn't just reading the modified adaptation, but the actors performed the radio play live with frightening sound effects as the fictional invasion unfolded. News bulletins interrupting the local broadcast were spaced to create realism. Welles first described the landing of the cylinders that transported the war machines, and then the bulletins progressed to alarming claims of death, destruction, panic, and chaos. It was terrifying, especially if you missed the beginning of the Mercury Theater's announcement that it was a Halloween radio play. But many were late to the broadcast because other shows were popular then, and people often switched between stations. In the end, Welles' War of the Worlds had approximately 12 million listeners, and it said up to 1 million people never heard the disclaimer, and many ran from their homes thinking that they were under attack by Martians with death rays. Some people went into the streets with guns and fired at local water towers thinking they were the Martian war machines H.G. Wells called tripods. At the end of the broadcast, Welles stated, "War of the Worlds has no further significance than as a holiday offering as it was intended to be, the Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying, boo." If you're intrigued, you can find the recording on YouTube and listen to the War of the Worlds radio show adaptation in its entirety. Even though you know it's just a fictional drama, you'll experience what millions of listeners worldwide felt back in 1938. It created panic, and sadly, some people committed suicide. Our government does not want to tell us the truth. Since documenting of modern sightings in the U.S. date back to the 1940s, officials did everything they could to hide the truth and debunk even the most credible UFO reports. We all know about the Roswell, New Mexico flying saucer crash on July 8, 1947. The story was a headline on the front page of Roswell Daily Record, with photos of the debris. And Roswell Army Airfield issued a press release stating that they recovered a flying disc, then later retracted the statement saying that it was just a weather balloon. It is rumored that the Army recovered the alien crew, with one member still alive. I believe the story is true, and the retraction of the flying disc press release may be related to the panic that Orson Welles caused on October 30th, 1938, Halloween Eve, the radio drama that traumatized the world. I think the panic that Welles created influenced the Pentagon's policy on keeping the truth away from the U.S. public. If people knew the real facts, they would panic, cause unrest, induce suicides, and disrupt our country. Also, those facts could be an affront to established religious beliefs, and especially those who feel we are alone in the universe. They couldn't allow that. Now I heard some alternative theories on who or what is flying these UAP objects demonstrating incredible maneuvers. Although the report stated that the U.S. did not have that kind of advanced technology and did not think Russia or China possessed that capability, some think China is behind the UAPs. It's well known that China is working on advanced hypersonic technology. The other possibility is that the UAPs are from Russia, but that's unlikely, though they have been experimenting with hypersonic flight. They lack the funds. However, if the UAP are from China, then why don't they use their advanced designs for commercial air travel? It would seem to improve passenger safety, shorten travel time, and they would make a mint licensing their technology. But none of that has happened. So it's quite possible that no country on Earth has that capability. And what we are seeing is extraterrestrial technology. One last comment. If extraterrestrials have been visiting Earth for the past 70 years, or even since the ancient times, according to the History Channel's Ancient Alien series, then why don't the hell they make themselves known? Now to my take on the new and exciting facts that I gleaned from this report. I found three groundbreaking facts that have never been admitted by U.S. government officials until now. Number one, they found 143 unexplained encounters. You'd think smart government scientists would explain just about anything they see. Number two, 18 of those 143 unknown objects, yes, they admitted they were solid objects, not radar errors or weather anomalies. 18 of these UAPs performed unbelievable maneuvers, had no aerodynamic surfaces, no obvious form of propulsion, were soundless, then hovered in place, changed direction on a dime, and moved at incredible speeds away from the pursuing fighter jets. In one previously reported incident, seconds later, the object was located 60 miles away, apparently surveying another Navy ship. And one more fact, they were observed entering the ocean and then tracked at 120 knots underwater. No known earthly vehicle can travel at 120 knots underwater. In addition, the UAP was observed exiting the ocean and then flying up through the clouds at thousands of miles an hour. Number three, and I think this is the most mysterious fact and often a very popular scene in some science fiction movies, but never reported as fact in any UFO study, and this is big. Pilots tracking these objects processed radio frequency energy emitted by the crafts. Did they hear radio interference or static through their communication devices or some type of intelligence signal from these UAPs? The fact is fascinating to ponder. Were these crafts communicating with other UAPs, or was it radio frequency energy generated by the ship's engines? Who knows? Well, maybe the Pentagon knows more because they say process the radio frequency waves emitted. Did they hear the transmission through their helmet headphones while communicating with other pilots in the squadron or with the Navy carrier? We may never know because the details are likely there but classified and not for our ears. People, this really happened. It did, and maybe throughout recent history of close UAP encounters, these craft generated magnetic fields or radio waves that could affect our electrical systems. Are our electrical grids in jeopardy if the extraterrestrials are hostile? You can assume that electricity is universal in the universe, and very likely these UAPs are electric-based. The late physicist Stephen Hawking warned us not to try to communicate with extraterrestrials. He said intelligent aliens could destroy humanity. Could he be right? Sorry, I'm rambling again. Wow, they actually detected radio frequency transmissions from these crafts. It's very possible that extraterrestrials are intercepting our radio and TV transmissions and our military communications. I mean, they're following our Navy ships and military maneuvers. Are we under surveillance by aliens? This is definitely a serious national security issue for the Pentagon. But who are they? The report could not conclude either way, or have they? The rest of the facts are top secret, and they can't or won't release the truth to the public for fear of mass panic, like what happened when Orson Welles performed his radio drama. That's my take on this UFO UAP flap, and I hope we find out soon. because I've been waiting for over 40 years for the truth, and I'm getting a bit impatient. Please stop by again in a week or two for my next UFOs R Us episode. I'll be reporting on the latest UAP information, especially if one of the more progressive politicians leaked the classified conclusions. That may be the only way to the truth.